ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोवेशं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवी गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाशदरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मुक्तं करोमि वाचालं बन्धुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपालमः वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनधारिणं परमानन्द माधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं भेमे सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शङ्खं स्वागता कृष्णां पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनम् हृदयस्थो हि अवध्राणी विदुनोति सुहृत्सदा। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति दृष्टिः।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, chapter number 2. The title of the chapter is Ajamila delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Text number 9 and 10. Text number 9 and 10, only sloka, there is no purport. So we will be reading text number 11 also. Stenaha Sura.
सर्वेषाम् अपि अध्वता
नाम
व्याहरणं विष्णो Brahmaha, one who kills a Brahmana. Guru Talpagha, one who indulges in sex with wife of his teacher or guru. Stri, woman. Raja, king. Pitur, father. Go, of course. Hanta, the killer. Ye, also, Padakinaha, committed sinful activities. Abare, many others. Sarvesham, of all of them. Api, although. Agapata, persons who have committed many sins. Idam, this. Eva, certainly. Nishkritam, perfect atonement. Nama Vyakaranam, chanting of the holy name. Vishnu, of God Vishnu. Yataha, because of which? Tat Vishaya, of the persons who chants the holy name. Mati, his attention. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement for a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a Brahmana, or for one who indulges in sex with the wife of his guru or another superior. It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king or his father, for one who slaughters cows, and for all other sinful men. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. There is no purport for this verse. I am just reading text number 11 and the purport. Nanushkritir uditai brahma vadivi tata visudhyati agavan kutadivihi yata hare nama padai kudhavatai tat uttama sloka guno valambakam. Translation. By following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from the sinful reactions, it does not awaken devotional service. Unlike the chanting of the Lord's name, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes and paraphernalia. For quote by Srila Prabhupada again, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord has special significance that distinguishes it from the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of atonement for severe, more severe or most severe sinful reactions, sinful actions. There are 20 types of religious scriptures called Dharma Sastras, beginning with the Manu Samhita and Parashara Samhita. But herein it is stressed that although one may become free from the reactions of the most sinful activities by following the religious principles of the scriptures, this cannot promote a sinful man to the stage of loving service to the Lord. On the other hand, chanting the holy name of the Lord even once not only frees one immediately from the reactions of the greatest sins, but also raises one to the platform of rendering loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described as Uttama Sloka because he is famous for his glorious activities. Thus, one serves the Lord by remembering his form, his attributes and pastimes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is all possible simply by chanting the Lord's holy name because of the Lord's omnipotence. What cannot be achieved through the performance of Vedic rituals can be easily achieved through the chanting of the Lord's holy name. To chant the holy name and dance in ecstasy is so easy and sublime that one can achieve all the benefits of spiritual life simply by following this process. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The Sankirtana movement we have started offers the best process for becoming purified of all sinful reactions and coming immediately to the platform of spiritual life. So here we are reading the Ajamila Upakhyana, where Ajamila is now the Vishnuduta. We heard the conversation between Vishnudutas and Yamadutas. Yamadutas gave all their explanation, what they have understood from their master. It is Sushruma. Because what they have heard from their master. Because you see, the Vedic system, it is very important. What do we quote? It is Sushruma. This is what we have heard. Yamadutas are also not very learned people. Not like Yamadutas are not some laborers hanging around, not like that. Yamadutas are also very knowledgeable. The answers what they gave, very, very important. It is Sushruma. This is what we have heard from the authorities. They quoted Yamadharmara. We heard from Yamaraj like that. Veda Narayana Sakshat. Can you see quote any laborer? Can you quote like this? Veda Narayana Sakshat. He is quoting Veda Narayana Sakshat. Veda is directly manifested from Narayana. This is what Yamadutas are saying. So even though they will be looking ugly, may perform all these activities, but they are very nice people only. There is no problem. For devotees, there is no problem. They don't have to see Yamadharmaraj or Yamakinkaras, even in the dream also. Which Yamadharmaraj is going to explain in the later sections. So here, there is a list of sinful activities mentioned here. A big list actually. It's all encompassing. This is Krishna consciousness, all encompassing. It covers everyone. It does not leave anyone, you are left out, you can't come to Krishna. No, anyone, they are entitled to come to Krishna consciousness. So this is a big list is given where all the patakanam, adi patakanam, like we have one sloka where this asking for forgiveness, different patakas, like this is one pataka, betraying the friend and killing the brahmana, killing the stri, all these different patakas. But all these things we have to understand very clearly. It is not like a holy name is just like a, some kind of a magic wand, not like this, okay, I have killed one, okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then it becomes a nama parada. So we have to, first from upfront only you have to understand, it is not like a holy name, it is not just like a, some kind of, material cleanser, not like this, okay, no, I just cleanse this. Not like, it doesn't work like that. Yes, it can cleanse. But the problem is, if you use this holy name as a cleanser, okay, now I am again next set of sinful activities I am going to start, then it is very, very, that is the most grievous offense. Prabhupada says, Namna Bhara Papa Buddhi. See, this is very grievous offense. So, we have to take this into account actually. It's not like, oh, it's so easy. That's it. Now I have found out a loophole. We are very good in this finding a loophole. We are very, very expert. Oh, this problem, that problem. Ekadasi, that is not allowed. I can do this way. I can't do that. I can do this way. Because we are very good in this finding loopholes in the system. We can't hear there is no loophole actually. Everything is loopholes are covered actually. In large system, there is no loophole. You can't, even if you struggle so much, you will not be able to find any loophole. Only solutions are available. So here we find in this very interesting point, it says here how the Prabhupada translates, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Now it feels like, because how you look at the fatherly or motherly affection of the Lord for the living entity, actually we are not that much interested in going back home guarded. What will I do? I am in Albert Park living in a flat and even though so much struggle, still I am adjusting, little bit adjusting here, adjusting there, adjusting. We have gone. But we are not understanding the seriousness of the matter or severity of the matter. But Lord understands that this is not a good place for you. That's why he comes and he canvasses. Tadam bhasayate suryo na sasanko na pavagah yadhyatvana nivartante tadhava paramatma. He is just making wake up call for everyone. Just please come. What are you doing here? What is your important business here? And we think that we are very, very busy. We are working very, very hard to maintain this, maintain that, and do this, do that. But samayevahi kevalam. Finally, you work whole life. And you have not developed a little bit of attraction towards hearing the message of Lord, then it's a waste of time. Then again, punarabhi jananam, punarabhi maranam, punarabhi janani, jagavesayam. What is the use actually? Instead, one life, Hare Krishna sir, keep on talking. Let me find out exactly what is this all about. Let me come, let me do it, some investigation. That comes, that's it, that's the beginning of spiritual life. Atosrada. Then if we come little bit and then Krishna will do the remaining, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will do the remaining work. At least you show a little bit enthusiasm. Because this is as a living entity, Krishna does not want to force anything upon us. Krishna doesn't want to force. After giving 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, he said, now yata ichchasi tata kuru. So option is given to the individual. It is not, Krishna never forces anyone anything. Yes. If Krishna wants to force, then what is this? This love has to come spontaneously. Eh? Out of the whole, this thing has to come. You can't just now keep the gun. No, please love me. It doesn't work like that. Maybe in the movie it may work, but not in the real life. So, it doesn't work like that. So, Krishna gives that freedom. So, Krishna gives all the arrangement. So, he personally comes also, and he sends his representative, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally came, and he gave so much instruction. All these things are there, so that to extricate ourselves to go back to the process. That is what is done. So, here Srila Prabhupada makes many points here in this the first sloka, there is no purport. The second sloka is many things. This is a very important distinction Srila Prabhupada makes about the Vedic ritualist ceremonies called atonement, prayaschitta, and then chanting of the holy name. That is very important. Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. Sukadeva Goswami, he is asking that fifth canto, what do we read in fifth canto end? You want to remember? Already we are in sixth canto. What did we read in the end of fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? Main topic. Right towards the end, what are we reading? Hellish language. Yes. This is a Prabhupada of everything. But hellish language. As a Vaishnava, Prabhupada explains in a lecture, as a Vaishnava, he is very much compassionate. he heard about all these 28 narakasans, all the this is that naraka, this naraka, tapasurmi, this one, that one, all this. He was very, very concerned about what this many narakas are there, how the people will be able to Kaliyuga. The citizens are not interested in anything actually, just mandasmandamadayo, mandabhagyahi, what they will do? They ask the Goswami. Then he asked, what is the Phoenicia? What should we do? Sukadeva Goswami is also very, Prabhupada says, spiritual master, sometimes he has a disciple also. He talked about the prayaschitta, atonement, prayaschitta. Then Parishit Maharaj immediately got the point. And yes, Sukadeva Goswami, you are talking about prayaschitta, but I don't find that this thing, because what happens is prayaschitta, a person performs prayaschitta, then after that what happens is like again he becomes a little bit clean, and then again he engages in this sinful activities again. So I do not consider this is talking to, see, this is what Prabhupada appreciates, that this is what disciple means. Disciple, no, Guru, yes. No, you have to analyze here, understand, and then ask questions, and then clarify, and then follow. So the Prabhupada, he said, my dear master, I am not convinced about this. He said, spiritual master, I am not convinced, because the prayaschitta business is not good. And then he gives a very nice example. Very nice example. Everybody would have known, especially in India. Hati snan. Hati takes bath in the pond. He goes to the pond and puts water very nicely, cleanses itself. And then he'll come to the shore, or come to the bank, and then what he will do? Have you seen? Every time? The zoo, not in the. What did it do? Any idea?
It will do like that,
but one important thing it will do. Yeah, that is more important, because that will do all this thing, but it will again put mutton. So that means Hati took a half another bath very nicely, and then comes to the bag and again puts something else, poor Hati. But our situation also like that only. We perform so many activities, and we say, oh, Shastra says, we perform this simple activity, then you have to do that prayaschitta, this prayaschitta. But again, after performing the prayaschitta, we should not again have the inclination to perform sinful activity. That is the difference. That is what Srila Prabhupada says here. There is a difference between the following the Vedic ritualistic sacrifices. This is Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord has special significance, that it distinguishes it from the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, atonement for most severe sinful action. This is the reaction, because when you perform some atonement, so you get a temporary relief. Temporarily. No, it's not. See, Vedas suggest something, no, there is nothing wrong with it. There is a procedure. The temporary relief. But we are looking for permanent relief. We are not looking for some temporary band-aid solution. Software, no, they say band-aid solution. If some problem, just put one band-aid solution. But you didn't address the real issue. Just put some bypass the port. That's it. That's what you have done. You're not done anything. But this is not here. Permanent solution we are looking for, not for a temporary solution. So here atonements are okay, but atonement does not remove the propensity to commit sinful activities again and again. This is the one flaw in the atonement. There's a nice pastime when one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Buddhimantakan is a great devotee of the Lord. And Buddhimantakan, when he was Nawab Hussain Shah, when he was a small boy, he was working under Buddhimantakan. So one day, Nawab Hussain Shah was in the chamber, and then in his back there's a scar on his back. And then the Begum Sahib, they saw, what is this, the scar on your back? And then Hussain Shah said, when I was young, I was working under Buddhimanta Khan, I made a mistake, I committed some offense. So Buddhimanta Khan with the whip, he whipped me, so that is the scar. So the Begum Sahib heard this, he got very oh, is that like that? So then immediately kill him. No, I'm not. Okay, he's like my father. I committed some mistake and then he corrected me. There is nothing wrong in that. I am not going to kill him. So then at least Begum Sahib said, at least make him a Muslim, make him Muslim. Oh, that's not a problem. That's so he came. So came to the Badna. Like he comes in one water park and just sprinkled a little bit on Buddhimandaka. Now, according to that system, when a Muslim sprinkles water on you, then you become a Muslim. That is the way of conversion.
Which water?
Which water? The Badna. The water in Tamil Nadu, small. I'll show you the water. Not this water. No, the person who is holding that water, the person who holds that water, it's making Musalman very easy. No? Just put some water on you and then you become Muslim. That's what people are thinking like. And then this person, so that natural system is not like he will go to the ask the price, what should I do now? So he went to Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya said, oh, no problem. We have price, there is price for everything. So what you have to do? Just only 1 liter of molten lead. You drink that. Liter of molten lead. Molten lead. Lead itself is molten lead. You have to drink 1 liter. Lead. Lead is not lead.
Lead.
Yeah, but the price is that. Anyway, we have another half an hour. We have to. So, molten lead. So then Bhattacharya then said, no. Then he was worried, what can I do if I drink one molten lead? There only I will finish all the prayasita, everything will be over. So then he went to other Bhattacharya. Other Bhattacharya, no problem, we have other solution also. Oh, what is the solution? No, you don't have to drink molten lead. One liter of molten ghee, that is sufficient. Molten ghee. Then Buddhimanta Khan said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you don't have to drink molten ghee, you don't have to go molten lead. You just leave as it is, go to Vrindavan and chant the holy name of Krishna. That is sufficient. This is the process which is going to work. Not that people. Now somebody says, now you have come to the foreign country, you have to go and stand upside down 10 days. So will you be able to do that type of atonement? Won't work actually. That is why. Example here, Srila Prabhupada says, there are 20 types of religious scriptures called Dharma Shastra, beginning with the Manu Samhita, Parami. They are good, there is nothing wrong in that. But the problem is, it has some prescription. But the prescription, by doing the prescription, there is no guarantee that your sinful propensity will be nullified. There is no. But devotion service, chanting Hare Krishna has the potency to uproot. Uproot is a Prabhupada used the word very nice. Uproot the desire of committing sinful activities. That only it uproots. But this is just like a lawn moving only. Prayasita is lawn moving. But if you just move the lawn and then keep everything clean, outside everything looks very nice, and then after that few days, some rain and other things, again it grows up. But don't go, you still have to move the lawn. Don't go for this. Prabhu said, don't move the lawn to something. No, you move the lawn. But this is prayasita is like that only. But devotional activity is so powerful, so potent, that it removes the seed of committing sinful, that bija, that itself is uprooted. So that way, the person does not have the inclination or the propensity to commit sinful act. So, which one do you prefer? Yes, I want to prefer something, permanent solution. Everybody wants TR, better citizenship. Nobody wants TR. Anybody here? I don't want TR. I want better. Permanent situation is better. That is the nature. So we also want to do this type of activities. Huh? So it's we have to understand prayaschitta is that way inferior. But by chanting Krishna's holy name, it has so much potency that it commits completely, it indemnifies the person. But then there is also like Draupadi mother chanted Krishna, Govinda. She chanted Govinda. Because then the Vastra insulting that time. So she thought like Vishnu Devi is a Dronacharya, then my husbands are there, they are going to protect me, this is going to protect. Nothing happened. Then she carried, she thought, I will protect myself. But Duchasana is a very powerful person, veterinary. So then she decided, I don't have any shelter other than Govinda. Hey Govinda! She just lifted the hands. So Krishna says, because of your one call, I am eternally indebted to you. This is what we have to learn. One call, Draupadi made, hey Govinda. For that one call, then you should know how if Krishna has to become indebted to Draupadi mother like that, then how the intensity of the call. He also called Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. So many times they Govinda, but we don't have that much intensity. At least I don't have. Because the intensity is not there. But we have to learn. That is what our life is for. The whole life is for that only. To increase the intensity. We all know the children, they cry for mother. Srila Prabhupada compares that the chanting of Hare Krishna, chanting of the holy name, is just like a cry of the child for mother. Sometimes the child cries, the mother knows actually. Depending on the cry, depending on the decibel, depending on the child. Say, mother knows, like that. The child is crying, okay, just give something, throw something. Then the child will be happy, that won't disturb. Like, other parents will be smiling. Oh, yeah, this is the way we also do. Like, sometimes we give some, that goes in auto mode. Auto mode. You put the child in auto mode, and you will do something. For 10 minutes, again, some sound will come. Then the child will know, the mother will know, yeah, to give some milk or what, something to eat. And one cry will come, and the mother will know, this cry cannot be satisfied with anything else. I have to physically go there. That's one cry. That is the cry, same with you also. Sometimes when we cry, the material nature gives some putra, dana, dhanya, job, kriya, disa, everything will give. So we are okay, we are happy, happy, happy. But then one cry will come, that cry will not make you happy with anything. Yes, Krishna, I want only you. Then that's it. No, now you have called me. Now that's it. So that is the type of thing we have to develop in this life. That whole life is for that only. We think life is for something. This chanting Hare Krishna is some secondary business. This is our main business. The other business is second, the side business actually. Going to job, but do your job. Don't quote me saying that you just go and job and waste your time or anything. Do your job, but our main business in the heart, we have to remember, our main business is how I can extricate myself. I need some money, I need some livelihood. I'm doing that. Not that I've become a servant of this company or nothing. You know, there are many companies you have seen. You worked for a company for 40 years. Now you have done reorganization. You are not part of the organization. You can go home. Finish. For 40 years you worked for a company. And after the reorganization, you are somebody will come and escort you to the gate. We have seen in corporate world. So many times it has happened. You think, but 1 year, one time, little bit you seva, you do for Krishna. Krishna doesn't forget. Even if you remove one piece of straw from here to there, for Krishna's sake, Krishna doesn't forget. Oh, you have done some seva for me. You have done something, you have chanted my holy name. Then Krishna feels that I am obligated to you. So just look at the obligation of Krishna. Krishna is not obligated to anyone, actually, for that matter. Krishna is not obligated to anyone. But he become bhakta vatsal. Because you have done something for Krishna. Krishna feels like it is my duty. So that is what Krishna comes. Achyame didn't chant all the old Purusha Sutta, all the Narayana Sutta, everything. He didn't chant all of that. But he just called out his son Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. But this is Krishna gave the benefit of doubt. At least you chanted Narayana, Narayana. Because that is why name Krishna, the form Krishna, the paraphernalia of Krishna, form, everything is same. There is no difference. He chanted Narayana in a helpless condition. Even though the chant Narayana was his son's name, but it is also Lord's name. So Lord, because of that, he got purified. That is why somehow or other we have to develop this desire. Somehow or other, in our conversation, in our all this, somehow we have to remove the Krishna. Yena ke Rupa Goswami says in one of the Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna nivese. All the rules and regulations are all just keep it aside. Main rule and somehow or other, doesn't matter. Something you connect with Krishna, whether eating, while sleeping, while running, while working, while talking, somehow we have to keep the connection with Krishna, then the whole life is successful. Class is not finished. Sometimes now he is summary. Now so many points are there, but doesn't matter. Okay, so here, and it says, Srila Prabhupada says, this one nice, this thing coming in the example. this Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu, Jagan Mangala Andhasam, Tasmat Mahatam Api Kauravya, Vidhi Aikantika Nishkrutam. So Prabhupada says in that, Sukadeva Goswami continued, 20th king, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, chanting of the Sankirtana movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Jagan Mangala. Jagan Mangala is a very important word. Because so many times people do different activities. Loka Mangala. Loka Mangala. People do activities. But real Loka Mangalam, this is Harinam Sankirtan. The devotees who go out, Harinam chanting. Because this is a real Mangalam. That Mangalam is like a, because by people coming in contact with the Harinam Sankirtan, what will happen is, for them, this opportunity, door to this scripture life is already open. Already open for them. Because they get an opportunity. Yes, Mahamatra has gone in. So once there is a purification happens. So then that is what is very, very important. In the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shumvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hridayantasto Hi Abadhrani Vidunoti Suhrutsakam. Shumvatam, they are here. When we chant Hare Krishna, sometimes people ask, what should we do while chanting Hare Krishna? We don't have to do anything. We just hear the holy name. When we hear the holy name, Sunvatam Swakata Krishna, Punya Savana Kirtanam. This is all like a very, very auspicious, very, very, it's a Uttama Sloka. Krishna Swasthaya, Uttama Sloka Vartaya. So when we hear this, what will happen is all the abhadras in the heart, all the abhadras in the heart, they have been cleansed. Is what, so then what will happen if the avadras are gone away, then Bhagavad Bhakti will be established in the heart. Bhagavad Bhakti or Bhakti will be established in the heart as an irrevocable fact. Irrevocable. You can't revoke that. You can't revoke that. That becomes, so that is what the potency of the holy name. So Srila Prabhupada continues there. We should note that although Ajamila chanted the name of Narayana imperfectly, he was delivered from all sinful reactions. The chanting of the holy name is so auspicious that it can free everyone from the reactions of sinful activities. One should not conclude that one may continue to sin with the intention of chanting Hare Krishna to neutralize the reactions. Rather, one should be very careful to be free from all sins and never think of contracting sinful activities by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, for this is another offense. If by chance a devotee accidentally performs some sinful activity, the Lord will excuse him. But one should not intentionally perform sinful acts. This is a warning. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Api chetsu duracharo bhajate maam ananyava sadhuveva samantavya samyak vyavasitvamsa. Krishna says, even though you perform most abominable activity, still I consider him a sadhu. But sadhu, but the devotee, Krishna can say that. But we should think, why should I put Krishna in a kind of a precarious position? Why should we? Our thinking should be like that. We should not, Krishna is there for my protection, so I can do anything and everything. No, not like that. I should not put Krishna in here. Because that's why, as a devotee, we also have to feel like if I perform some activity, immediately they will know you, Hare Krishna's are like that. So, for example, one devotee performs, one person deals with somebody in a particular way, then what will the natural, oh, the Hare Krishna's are like that. Go up to all the Guru Parampara, everybody will say Hare Krishna sir like that. No, it is Hare Krishna sir not like that. But because of that is why we have to be very careful. Whatever activity we perform, we are answerable to Guru Parampara, answerable to Prabhupada, answerable to our previous acharya. Because that is why, see, it's also a good activity you do also. Yeah, Hare Krishna sir doing very good. That's good. So that, because like when Srila Prabhupada came to Melbourne, so then when there was a fire thing, like people were jumping, like people are they were jumping out of the window or something, and then they put a canopy, they held the canopy, and then people were like jumping into that and saved their life. And then the next time they said, Hare Krishna did a wonderful job. Because well, depending on whatever activities you do, like food for life, so much prasadam is being distributed, this type of things. So, what we have to do is somehow or other, we have to make arrangements so that they can glorify the Lord. Because that is our duty, our business is, people come here. So, we have to give them opportunity so that they can start their spiritual back up. You have maintained a nice place, ladies are dressed nicely, let's say that their spiritual life started. Prasadam is wonderful. That's it. Everything started from them. And that way, and then they will come. So how do you think people came? Like people, Prabhupada went around. And now so many people, so many people, look at corner of the world, you know, there is some center there, some restaurant there, some association there. How it is possible? This is the secret. Prabhupada's secret is this only. Iskar, this is Iskar. Prabhupada had Iskar bullets also. That's basically he had prasadam, holy name, chanting. The rules of regulation will come later. Prabhupada never says that like, hey, do this, then only you can come inside. No, you come. You chant Hare Krishna. Then purification will happen. If you just think, Prabhu, I will get purified first and then I will do, then it will never happen actually. The purification mechanism is only chanting Hare Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, then only purification happens. If you think waiting for some Subha Muhurta will come and then I will chant, then it will never come actually. It will never come, never happen. But instead, I will, this is the Subha Muhurta, this is the best time, we chant, we start now only. Then there is a good scope that we can use. Prabhupada says, if you do follow this thing, this lifetime only we can go back on back to life. Prabhupada guarantees that. What else do you need? So, there is another thing he says. This is Srimad Bhagavatam also, there is another place where is chanting of the holy name. Etan nirvidyam ananam icchatam apato bhayam yoginam nipa nirvidyam hare nama anukirtanam. Hare nama anukirtanam. Because it is like a anukirtanam means it's constantly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, kirtaniya sadahari. Because this is what the process is given by all the acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the authorities they have given this process for this Kali Yuga, kirtaniya sadhana. Other processes are there for different yugas, it may work there, but here, no, we don't have that much time, that much inclination, that much perseverance, nothing is there. So best thing is chant Hare Krishna and then regularly chant Hare Krishna, then Ajamila was protected. Ajamila was protected. Like there are so many people who are protected by the holy name. Does anyone, any other past times where the holy name, chanted the holy name, they attained the perfection? Anyone think of anyone?
Rumaraj.
Pralad Maharaj. The Seni Maharaj, you are very safe. You from Bhagavatam, any Maharaj, you say the name, they are all protected. But I am looking for specifically holy name. Like I wanted to say about Dasu Ratnakar. Who is Dasu Ratnakar? Anyone know? Valmiki. Yeah, Valmiki Rishi. Valmiki Muni. He was because a dacoit. He was a dacoit actually. Was a dacoit. And then he could not even say the name of the Lord. So then he said, Mara. He became Ram. Then he had Rama Darshan. So by just chanting the name of the Lord, he became completely empowered so that he could write Ramayana. Dasu Ratnakar, Valmiki, and then one more, Mrigari the Hunter. Prabhupada quotes Mrigari the Hunter all the time. Because Mrigari the Hunter, he was killing animals half dead. Killing is one thing, half dead is Prabhupada says, if you kill the animal half dead, the pain is more. Narada Muni says, pain is more. So then, but what happened? When on the authority of Narada Muni said, give up your break your bow, give up your this killing business, I will provide you the sustenance of you. So then, so much thing, so many people came, given so much everything, all the donations are coming for him. And then he thought, like, completely gave up everything and became a pure devotee of the Lord. So this is the beauty. By just chanting the holy name, achieve everything. Like we have a great example, Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is always engaged in chanting only, whole day, 22-23 hours chanting only. So much so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood in, when Haridas Thakur was about to leave the body, so he asked, what do you want? I just want to see your lotus feet and lotus face, and then I want to quit the body. So this is all like this is all the benefits of chanting the holy names of the Lord, because we can get all the perfections. Because that is why there is the purport Prabhupada says here. Chanting of the holy name of the Lord not only frees immediately from the reactions of the greatest sin, but also raises one to the platform of rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Atonement you perform, there is no guarantee that after the atonement you have become interested in devotional activities. And you are not, all the sinful propensity is not going to be nullified. But if you perform holy chanting of the holy name of the Lord, it's a double benefit actually. Because your sinful propensity is also gone, and your attraction to perform more and more devotional services awakened. So that way it is needed. And he is described as Uttama Sloka because of his famous for glorious activities. Thus one serves the Lord by remembering his form, his attributes and pastimes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is all possible simply by chanting Lord's holy name because of the Lord's omnipotence. Namachitamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Because there is a name, form, a pastime, anturag, everything is similar. There is no difference. So that is why by chanting the names of the Lord, by worshipping the deity, by having darshan of the Lord, by honoring Krishna Prasad, they all sankirtan only. They are all sankirtan. It's not like sometimes when we have kartal and mridanga, then we chant there is sankirtan. No, that is not only sankirtan. That is also sankirtan. But when we talk about Krishna, that is also sankirtan. When you go and distribute books, that is also sankirtan. When you give some devotional paraphernalia, that is also, because anything which is going to connect the person to Krishna, that is sankirtan. So here, what cannot be achieved through the performance of Vedic rituals can be easily achieved through the chanting of the Lord's holy name. To chant the holy name of the dance is ecstasy is so easy and sublime that one can achieve all the benefits of spiritual life simply by following this process. Let's say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted this, given this Sikshakara, this Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. By just chanting the holy name of the Lord, you can bestow all kinds of benefits. There is no rule, no rules and regulations. You can chant, you can do. Yeah, Draupadi mother also chanted, we are also chanting. Krishna didn't say that we are eternally indebted to you because we have to improve the chanting, the quality. This is the process, the companies are saying refinement. We have to constantly, we have to refine the process. This is a quality management, they say PQM or something they call it. We have to constantly refine the process. Yes, we have to chant. But what is the test? When we chant, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mahacharya, it's all decreasing. It's all going away. We are not going away, then we have to check. We have to check the acid test whether am I doing the process properly. The process is not a problem, the application is a problem. This is not working for me, the process is not working. No, process is working, you are not following the process properly. Because it has worked for Guru Maharaj, it worked for Prahlad Maharaj, it worked for all the Valmiki, Brahari, but why is it not working for you? So then the natural question is whether the process is in flaw or you are in flaw. Because the problem is we are not following the process properly, that is why this anattas are not going. I'm taking something for myself now. But for you, you have already cleansed everything. Because this is where we have to understand. So Prabhupada continues here. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtana. The Sankirtan movement we have started offers the best process for becoming purified of all sinful reactions. Coming immediately to the platform of spiritual life. This is the beauty. This is the beauty of Prabhupada says in the album, it immediately puts you in the transcendental platform. Chanting of Hare Krishna, it's like where he says it's like the cry of the child for the mother. And when somebody chants Hare Krishna, it immediately puts you in the platform of transcendental platform. It's not like a normal material. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastime, they are all transcendental. That's why, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi, Na Bhave Grahya Indriye, Seva Muki Jivado Swayam Eva Surat. Because by Seva, by rendering some Seva to Krishna, then everything becomes revealed. It's not like something you read the book and then you go and do the heart surgery or something. It doesn't work like that. Because by performing seva, and Krishna sees that the sincerity of the devotee wants to do something for me, so then Krishna gives understanding, Krishna gives all the necessary things. Krishna makes the arrangement. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I make the arrangement for you. Esham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvaham dharami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayati. Krishna says, I give you the intelligence by which you can come back to me. Krishna makes arrangement. But for us, what we have to do? Desham satata yuktanam. We have to somehow or other put us in a situation we can remember Krishna. If we can do that, then Krishna will make all the arrangement. All the arrangement is Anukampa. Anukampa means he is very, very Krishna is there because he has so much compassion. Because of his compassion, he is giving all this. He wants us back home, back to God at ASAP. But we are hanging here, discussing this problem, fixing that problem, fixing this, and the whole life goes like that. But Krishna wants soon. As soon as possible, you come. But we are doing like rotating here and here. And then I just go of Brahma, Bhavanatha. Everywhere you go, and then same situation. So we have to learn this. Srila Prabhupada's mercy is there, the ladies are there. So we have to get this habit of somehow chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna with feeling. If somebody may have already chanting, okay, then chant with feeling. Then increase the bhava. Increase the bhava to more and more and more. So then Krishna should say that, okay, now I want to go have your darshan come. Krishna will come and will take you. That we have to develop that mood of chanting. We are also chanting, Haridas Thakur also was chanting, Draupadi was also chanting. What is the difference there? Then we also, we are not less, but we have improved the quality of chanting. And as you chant in more and more, then all the kama, krodha, the lobha, moha, that all has to come down. It's like I'll still very clean, keep the baggage very safe and secure like that, then that's difficult. Then we are looking for some more stay here. You don't know who wants to stay here and see all the gory details of Kali Yuga as it happens, as it comes, the hot cough, the hot press, like all these things will be coming, that all this activity. Who wants to vision all these things? Nobody wants to see them. They want to go out of this thing. But same situation, Mr. Prahlad Maharaj, he wants to take everyone. That is our mood, Goshyanandi. We are not interested in only our welfare, we are interested in the welfare. That's why Srila Prabhupada went to America. Prabhupada could have sat in Vrindavan, he could have gone back home, back to God. It's easy. But he didn't do that. He went all the way to America and then Boston, everywhere. Started this. Why? He wanted to paradukka dukki. He wanted to give the blessings, he wanted to give the benediction to everyone so that they don't have to go through the suffering. The same way as the followers of Srila Prabhupada, our responsibility is, yes, we do our activities properly and understand achar, vichar, prachar, all these things. And then we want to try to give the knowledge to others also. There is so much need. Yes, prasadam need is there, sanam sankirtan need is there, books are needed, everything is needed. So once you do that, then you become the good books of Krishna. Krishna says, Natasma Manusheshu, Kashime Priyatama. There is no person more dear to me than he who goes through all these activities, helping others. That is Paropakar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is a Paropakar, is like a Bharata Bhumi. That is a person who has taken birth in the Bharata Bhumi. This is the best characteristics. Bharata Bhumi, the Manushi Janma Hoyaja, Janma Sartha, very Paropakar, Paropakar. Just giving some money, this, that may not help them. But if you give them bhakti, Krishna bhakti, Krishna's holy name, then they don't have to take bhakti into this material world. Punarjanma na vidyate. So that benediction is there. So we have to work towards it. So we'll stop here if there's any comments or questions. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahatma Prabhu. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, Karman Guru, for a wonderful class. Karigra said in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ananya Sintyanto Maam,
Ye Janam,
Vanava Vastesham, in Vrithanam Yom Shimam Vyanam.
Yes.
He gives a guarantee, promise, that I take care of everything, whatever you possess, I'll
carry
it sure to visit you, and whatever you need in future, I'll give you.
Yes.
So which insurance company can give a guarantee like that?
Okay.
Only Krishna.
Yes.
And he is capable, he is a free person. So we need not do Nidhalai Kashi every day, every Kashi. We can do Kashi properly, but good can be. We get up early in the morning, preferably before Brahmurta, and do over 16 rounds, and 3 extra rounds in Kashi. That goes a long way to achieve what we say. Thank you,
Vasant. Thank you. So that's very important. Bhagavad Gita is all guaranteed. Everything is guaranteed. Krishna every time Masucha. How many Masucha you can count in Bhagavad Gita? And so many Masucha. Krishna says, and Krishna knows. Krishna gives the guarantee. Don't worry. Because we are always worried. No? What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? No, Masucha, you don't worry. You will come. You will come back to me. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatva deham punar janma naiti maam eti maasu. Because everywhere Krishna gives a guarantee. Even you say one guarantee of Krishna, we are keeping so many warranties, guarantees, so many things in our prayer. Everything fails actually. But Krishna, one guarantee you pay and then the whole complete existence is purified. Anything? Hare Krishna Prabhu, please. Prabhu, if you want to be a mind.
When we hear that, you know, devotional life is the most important thing and other things are side business. So, when somebody, let's say, understand this theoretically initially.
Understand the misunderstandings.
Understand. And then what should be the next step? Should they jump into, you know, let's say somebody is doing some business and has family. Should they jump into this and say
no? No, that's it. See, that's it. Prabhupada, I can quote Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you know, like some devotees are saying to Prabhupada, like I am doing this, driving the cab, I am doing this, that. But Prabhupada said, you know, like, you are doing because that is Krishna that you, that is a Krishna karma. This is a Krishna karma you are doing. Don't have to give up anything. But this is general principle is like the how where the mind is, like where the mind is. This is I remember one quote Srila Prabhupada wrote to His Holiness Gopala Krishna Maharaj. There is I vividly remember. This says then as you are not a materialist. You already, even though Maharaj was in a very exalted position, performing so many activities. The Prabhupada wrote to him, no, this all this activity you are doing everything for the service of Krishna. So that is, see, because you, this that recommendation is for people who don't connect with Krishna, for them it is that solution. Like if you are just doing only materialistic activities, then that type of activity should be given up. But if a person knows the trick, how I can connect my activity, I am doing business, how can I connect the business with Krishna? That person is successful. For him, there is no problem. Okay. There are so many Jamindars that are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. They are like big landlords, big money, big river. Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Prabhupada says, so many lakhs and lakhs of rupees at that time only, 500 years ago. So, but he, personally, he had that inclination. If somebody has the inclination to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's thing, then that's fine. But the normal recommendation is like not, you don't have to give up that particular activity. Yes, we have to continue because we are performing activities, remembering Krishna in the mood of service to Krishna, that will be a protection for us. So the person does not have to give up that activity. But generally a person, I will have full on materialist, keep on performing activity, blah blah blah. Then I will do, for that person, better you slow down a little bit, do that. That is better. But if your devotee performs this activity, for him there is no problem. Because he's like he knows what is the Yukta Vairagya or what is Palgu Vairagya. He knows that way, for him there is no problem to change anything. He was performing the activity and then he performs the activity now connecting everything to Krishna. And whatever the results they are getting, he is trying to use them in the service of Krishna, so there is no problem for him. That will not create any harm for him actually. Even though the wealth and all the fame and everything will not create any harm, because he is using, doubting everything in the service of Krishna, that will not create any problem for him. But for a normal materialistic person, yes, that will create a problem. So that is why it is suggested, you try to use some of your resources in the service of the Lord. That way, even like there is some natural purification happens for that also. So then slowly he will also get some sukriti. The sukriti will build up. The sukriti building up is a very interesting thing. As you keep on doing some activity, then sukriti will build up and then come here. Then one day sukriti is there and immediately you will completely join the course. Like that. That is possible. So is that, does it answer the question?
Thank you. One more.
Yes.
How will one know whether, you know, they are, you know, doing the business and household life and doing bhakti as well.
Yeah.
The fear is always there, you know, what if I'm not serious,
yes.
What if I'm not sincere enough. How will this person know whether this person is sincere or not?
Yeah.
And whether he is in the secure territory or not.
Yeah. There are two things. So one is we are in the association of devotees. Even before that, one is like how do we know, like this is like how much we are attached to Krishna, how much we are detached from matter. That is, you don't have to get the certification, okay, do you think we don't need a certification from others also. We can ask ourselves, how much when Krishna Kata I am attached to Krishna, or how much I am detached from that will give us a base, like a litmus test or something, whatever the test, that will be. Okay, how much? We can be, like, I can cheat you, but I can't cheat myself. I will say, yeah, look, my attraction to Krishna is like this much only, that much only. We'll know that exactly. And by following that, and also we are not like alone, we are devotees are there, we are nice devotees association. We can, this one of the aspects of devotional service is in a bhukhya atyadi prichati. This is like, we can. We don't have to put in the Facebook, am I making advancement or if any, please comment. We don't have to. We can say that how we can feel comfortable with somebody, we can ask them, look, this is the situation, am I making this thing, or should I do this way, that way. We can always listen. Devotees are there for consultation. Devotees are there for you.
Krishna is the judge.
Yes.
Krishna will decide.
Yes.
X is good, X is bad.
Yeah.
So and so. So you don't have to just keep on doing.
How will that person know what is Krishna?
Krishna's wish will be coming through the Vaishnavas or devotees or Guru. Because we are not in a current situation. Krishna may not come and shoot our hands like Brahma he did. You're like, now good, very good mate, you have done a good job. And Krishna is not going to say that, maybe. May not be. But he may also for you. But from our point of view, whatever our service we are doing, when the Guru is pleased and the Vaishnavas are pleased and the Acharyas are pleased, then we know that is what Krishna's wish was. Because that is, they represent Krishna. When Prabhupada goes to a temple, and say, Krishna, they look very tired. Who went and told Krishna, Prabhupada, that Krishna and Balaram look very tired? Because they were opening the Mangalarti bit early or something. And nobody told anything, and then when Prabhupada came and said, I think Krishna looks very tired. See, sometimes Krishna reveals actually. See, Krishna reveals. Sometimes Krishna will reveal to the, like Madhavendra Puri, he reveals directly. Prabhupada, he reveals directly. Sometimes for us, Krishna may reveal to be different ways. Guru may say, or Acharyas may say, another devotee may say something. Krishna will make that arrangement. As Mahatma Prabhu said, actually one devotee, he was distributing books, no? He was a little bit morose, no? And then somebody from out of the blue, what fellow came, devotee, you are supposed to be happy, why are you morose? No? This is like nothing, like out of the blue, that fellow comes and he was thinking, this person is not a devotee, just like some passerby, no? He heard somewhere, otherwise he may not know the philosophy. How he says, you are supposed to be happy, why are you unhappy? So Krishna will make the arrangement. That is the Krishna's kripa. Teshanam, tesham, evaratam, pakam, aham, ajnana, chantama, nasayami, atma bhavasto, jnana deepena, vasava, jnana deepa. Krishna makes the arrangement. Because Krishna is situated as a Paramatma, he will give you the right knowledge, right understanding, remembrance, forgetfulness, everything Krishna will do. But as Prabhu said, we will continue the process, and based on the authority of Krishna, authority of the Acharyas, we follow the process. Yes, the test is we have association of devotees that we can consult. That's the six items of devotional service is like what are the six items? Six items which we can exchange, devotional exchanges. What are they? This is like a quiz. Because every time I keep on talking, we get the answer. Quiz. What are the six items of Tadani Pradinati, Kukhyam Akyati Pichati, Bunje Bojayate Saila, Sadvini Vidhi Lakshanam. These six items which we can do. This Dadavi Pradinati. So the devotees accept and do devotional gifts. And Kukhyam Akyati Pinchati. This is when we discuss about confidence, not that of the confidence. to that person? What happened to that? That Vishyam may say how to make devotional advancement, how to do this properly, how to do that properly, that Vishyam. Not like all this gossiping in the country, that Vishyam. Even though from material life there is President Vishyam, they are not talking about that Vishyam. Vishyam means like how to make this thing, how to make advancement, these problems are there, how we can overcome this. This is the Vishyam Akhyati Pruchyati, Bunje Bhoja, that is very easy. Giving prasadam, accepting prasadam. So this way we can reveal our mind. Not to the Tom, Dick and Harry, everyone. Like just at least whom you have some targets. We don't reveal the heart to the guy. You go reveal the heart to somebody, they will say, yeah, you are chanting Hare Krishna, you are all like suppressing everything, then that they will give different different understanding. So we have to, then we can do that, then we'll know whether we are making progress. And following up Nishe. Prabhupada says also, if you want to see how the result is going by the fruits, what we are getting. So by whatever that we are developing something, that by all this, whatever the characters which is coming out of us, that will tell us.
Best guides, if you are a spiritual master.
Yes, that's what.
It must be a test. Yeah. Even there.
Spiritual master's business is that only. Spiritual master guides the devotee and gives them all the understanding and how this thing has to be done, how has to happen, everything. Krishna, because actually that is an external manifestation of Krishna. Spiritual master is external manifestation. Saksha, Bharitvena, Samasta, Sastra. So that way, that is consultation. And Krishna also is there. Krishna, if you have sincere, that Krishna will give us Paramatma. He's always giving a wake-up call, always reminding us. Krishna is always reminding. Even a person who is going to commit most abominable activity, that person also will have a pricking. Some point in time, he will have a pricking. Hey, you are doing something. Krishna will prick. But sometimes we put into snooze. Like we just keep on saying something, I will keep on putting into snooze mode. No? Then it may not work. But Krishna always gives the intelligence. No? Like, so that to reclaim the person back to the state, Krishna always helps the person.
He says, don't do it.
Yeah. Krishna does that. Krishna says that. But up to the individual to honor that word or not. That is the individual's prerogative. And Krishna says, if you do that, then you have to go through that. Whatever the repercussions you have to create.
Prabhuji,
yeah.
About this thing.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna. See, there is nothing impossible for Lord Krishna to do.
Yeah.
See, the scientist people, they made the law of gravity.
Yeah.
But when Lord Rama wanted to make the bridge,
yes.
The stones, and they wrote the name of Rama.
Yes.
And it started floating.
Yes, correct.
But even the law of gravity doesn't work. God can change anything.
Yeah. Actually, I was thinking about, we are running out of time, otherwise I wanted to discuss that past time where sometimes the name of the Lord is more powerful than God actually. Ram, Ram Shevra, Ram Ka Naam, something they say in Hindi. Like, so yeah, because they just wrote the name of Ram and then it is all floating actually. It is the same thing. Because when we chant Hare Krishna, then we have a protection from the Bhavasagar. Like we are also there. Our problem is when we chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna is ready to protect us from this samsara chakra we are going. So when we chant Hare Krishna, there is a big protection for us. Then yes.
Lord Ram, when he received the stone, he sang.
Yeah.
Devotee is putting Ram name.
Yeah. Yes. That's these are all like this is not like some fairy tales or anything. They are all like sastra. And this is all the scriptures are there. So this all the information is given. So that this is like somehow we have to make the habit of chanting. If you are only chanting, it increase the bhava of chanting. If you are not chanting, at least start chanting. Yeah, this is like until last minute we can do. Until last, because ante Narayana Smriti. We have to keep on remembering the Lord in all practical possible ways. Like sometimes when you go on the road, some hit something, ayo. What is ayo? Krishna, Rama, something you say. Most of the time I say, this is what we have to learn the habit of remembering the Lord. Because in a small thorn is pricking, at that time you are not able to remember Narayana. And then when the Yamadutas come, another you have to remember Narayana. So better we have to get into the habit, whether pleasant situation or unpleasant situation, or some problem or solution, whatever it may be, Sutta Krishna, Govinda, loudly we chant like that, then we will get into the, this is like what is the reflex action. Is it called reflex action? The action happens without the, without the, that we have to become like that. Second nature, like Sutta Rama, Rama, Krishna, Krishna, like that, and then chances are very good that you will remember not all that. So we have to develop that movement.
I remember Prabhu asked one question that how to remember, how do we know when we do business via Krishna consciousness or not. I remember one Prabhupada example, he was telling a girlfriend and boyfriend, they are staying in their house, they are taking care of their mom, dad, brothers, sisters, cooking, cleaning, everything they are doing. The boy or girl always thinking when I'm going to meet that girl or boy, always thinking, even calling, or I'm preparing this for you, that for you, this for you. So remember, even when you are doing business, you are always remembering, you know that if you, when you do business, oh, whether Krishna is going to like this, or like, oh, my Guru Maharaj is going to like this, or so you know that even though you are doing business, you are always Krishna. Same thing as a child, if you are going to take the child for a Disneyland. So the child is studying for exam, doing all the homework, but the child is always thinking, oh, after 2 days I'm going to go to Disneyland to prepare this. But he's studying exam and asking mom, oh, in now 13 hours, 12 hours, well, he's counting, but he's studying for exam, doing homework. So you know whether you are Krishna consciousness.
Yes, correct. That's also Prabhupada. Prabhupada quotes on sloka, if you are eating, like when, as you eat, you get pushti, tushti. As we eat, then we get all the, this the same way, when we eat prasadam, so whether I am hungry, like all the same way, we can just see how the whole thing works. There is many ways that Madhuri says that way. Lots of Krishna also reveals, and then the acharyas are there, we can check with the guru, we can check with the Vaishnava. There are so many checks and balances for us. We are not alone. Like we are, our process is like a checks and balances everywhere. Even at the top level also, we can checks and balances. We can always consult. Sadhus are there, we can consult. Really? Sukadeva Goswami, he's talking. And Parikshit Maharaj is also advanced. Not that only Sukadeva Goswami is advanced. Parikshit Maharaj is also putting counter question. See, that means if somebody has to question and somebody has to give extra, then that person also has to be very knowledgeable. Otherwise, he can't counter question. Sukadeva Goswami, he has to question. Sukadeva Goswami says something, and then this person has to ask something else. So that means he has a lot of. So that way, we can. This is what the pariprashna and seva. Pariprashna. That we can seva and we can question. Seva question, seva question. That way, we can clarify your question, Prabhu.
Prabhu, as you mentioned, that there is no flaw in the process, but the person who is applying this process.
Yeah.
Okay.
The process has to be refined, whatever.
My question is, how do we increase our hunger for Krishna?
Yeah. That's what we are doing. We are trying actually.
How do we increase the hunger, let's say? Let's say deep inside all the devotees, like most of the people know who are under Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
They know that this is the only way to get
this. This is one of the way because we are very, Prabhupada was very, very, very generous. When he was saying, Prabhupada, when he went to America, then one reporter asked, we all have to chant Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada said, no, if you have religion, if you have concept of God in your religion, you chant the names of the God in your religion. Prabhupada was all incapable. He didn't say that, you have to. But yes, as you rightly said, because there is many people are there, many religion, but there is no, they don't have a concept. So then chant Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes. How do we increase our this thing? See, that is what we devotees, Srila Prabhupada started this Hare Krishna, the International Society for Krishna Khan, only one purpose. How we can come together, we can increase our remembrance of Krishna. That's only one purpose for which it is started, for that only. There is no other purpose. Because satsanga is there. Satsanga. When we come satsanga, then you have one interest, I have one interest, I have one interest. If you have different interests, then there will be going to be some kind of fight at a part. But we all have common interest, as you rightly said. Our common interest is we all want to love Krishna, we all want to serve Krishna. We have common interest. So that is why in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Russians, Americans, Pakistani, they don't have anything in common. What do they have in common? Russian, American, have you seen anywhere they are cooperating? No, they are not cooperating. But in Krishna Ghati, they are cooperating. Arab and this thing, they are cooperating, they are not cooperating. Here they are cooperating. Why they are cooperating? Because the common denominator is Krishna, that is why they are cooperating. When we put our common denominator, otherwise there will be misunderstanding. Brothers and brothers will be misunderstanding. What to talk of anyone else? Two brothers, they have misunderstanding. Same father, same mother, brothers, they are not working together. Why? Because there is a common interest, it's not there. But if you have a common interest, Krishna has a common interest, then there will not be misunderstanding. Then they will work very hard. So that is why we have to remind ourselves. We have to remind ourselves and we have to remind the association of devotees. One and foremost thing is, if you remain in the association of devotees, it is a great protection. It is a great protection for us. Even though sometimes I may slack a little bit, but it will wake me up. Hey, what is this now? It will wake me up. Otherwise, there is no hope for us. The devotee association is very, very important. And then in the devotee association, what we do? This is Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nidati. All these things will fall, automatically will fall. Automatically will follow if we stick to the guns. Yes, I will do that. I will associate. I will chant. I will do this. Then automatically will follow. That's what Shastra said.
Jeev Jagu Varatan.
Yes, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the beautiful class.
Prabhupada ki jai. So now, because you are talking about devotional hunger, and then Ekadasi hunger is starting every day. So better have Ekadasi Prasadam and.